Welcome back. Today I wanted to shine the spotlight on the Quincy Public Schools Music Department. Maybe a lot of folks think of just the marching band when they think of the music department, but it's much more than that. So we have representatives from the music department, band, and the Quincy, North Quincy boosters that are in the middle of a big fundraiser to help Father Bills in Mainspring. So we have a gentleman from all three areas of the music department. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming. Good to see you all.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Good to be here.
It's a great story, Mike. I wanted to start with you, if that's okay, because the music department, music program in the Quincy Public Schools is all encompassing, right? It's really from K through 12.
It is K through 12, yeah. And it starts in general music. That plays a very important role in the development of our students' singing abilities, their knowledge of music, and just the exploratory phase. They play the recorder, which is a gateway instrument into the band program. Their singing is a gateway into the choral music program, and with the ukulele studies, they get to try out a string instrument.
Yeah.
And those opportunities follow them through their time in the Quincy Public Schools. In grades 2 to 5, they could start learning to play a string instrument in our extended day music programs, which take place after school. And in grade 4, they can begin playing a band instrument. And it's a wonderful pathway. And choral music opportunities follow them too,
sure,
in their middle school time. And we just had a fabulous choral music concert at the high schools recently.
Yes, yes. So is music a required part of the curriculum, or is it?
Music's a required part of the curriculum at the elementary and middle school level,
okay,
and we have electives at the high school,
okay,
that the students can decide to take.
And generally, how many students are taking part in your various programs?
Well, all of the students in the early grades,
yeah,
but right now in the band program,
yep,
we're very pleased to have 1,100 students
1100.
In the program overall.
That's
which
amazing.
Is really substantial.
Yeah, and
we've seen such growth. I think last time when I was on with you,
yep,
we didn't have a lot of instruments in the program, and through the gracious support of the city,
yeah,
and our administration, we have acquired so many instruments, giving students a lot of possibilities to play. And it's just grown tremendously in that time.
Yeah, we're talking pre-pandemic now. This is just going back.
Yeah,
you know, many
yeah,
years.
We just had band class and,
yeah,
and the band during the day.
Yeah.
And our orchestra program. And with this growth, we've been able to establish a marching band.
Yes.
That's been revived. And I know Mr. Kavanaugh here is...
Can't wait to talk about
is,
that.
Yeah. Here to talk about the marching band.
Right.
And with all the growth, we've been able to add a jazz band. And now we have 2 jazz bands, concert bands. Now we have 2 concert bands,
yeah,
the symphonic band and the wind ensemble. We have an all-city honor band for our middle school mm-hmm. students that they could take place, they could participate in after school. And with so many percussion students, we have some percussion classes and percussion ensembles
yeah.
as well.
So would you say that the Quincy schools are kind of the envy of public schools when it comes to music?
We have a lot of participation,
right,
which is great to see, and a lot of offerings.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're glad to bring that joy of music making to students and
absolutely.
Their families.
Absolutely. It's especially for students who might not be athletically inclined or have some other vocational interest, to have music as an outlet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of their core aspects of their high school career.
Right, and do you find
that a family away from home?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Does it translate into other areas of their school life as well? Would you say?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they hang out together.
Right.
I think they build lasting friendships that last a lifetime.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So I think it's an incredible opportunity for these students.
Do some go on to music professionally, Mike? Do you think?
We do have some students that do that,
yeah,
and we certainly have students that continue to make music making a part of their life
yeah.
when they leave our doors, which is really nice. We just had a band concert, and I got to see a lot of the alums.
Yes.
And it's great to see that so many of them continue to participate and to play music.
That's great. That's
yeah.
really good. Going forward then, we mentioned when you were last here, we needed instruments, we needed just the basics. Do you need anything now?
With all this growth, we
yeah.
need more instruments.
More instruments.
These existing instruments need maintenance.
Oh, yes.
And it's just great to see all the support.
Sure, absolutely. So that brings me, Matt, to you,
yeah.
because in part of that growth has been the growth of the combined Quincy, North Quincy Marching Band and Color Guard. We can't forget the Color Guard, too, because they're an integral
mm-hmm.
part of that organization. But you smile when I say that, because it really has grown, hasn't it?
Yes,
yes.
Oh, yes, it has. I mean, I feel like 12 years ago when
yeah.
I started with the Marching Band program, I think we had 60 students. I mean, now we're at the point where we have 160 students as part of the marching band, both with percussion, winds, and color guard.
Yeah.
And like Mike said, jazz ensembles, we have over 50 students participating in the two jazz ensembles. The concert band, we've expanded to two concert bands. We have over 50 students that participate in just the color guard program alone, and we have some band students that do both color guard and band.
Yeah.
So it's just the growth and the expansion of the program is just so exciting to be a part of.
Yeah. Can you attribute that to any different areas that you think are attracting kids to it?
Support, community. The middle school elementary directors are really making band a place that, you know, something that students want to be a part of.
Yeah.
I think the most growth, you'll find most fourth and fifth grade students are in the band.
Really?
You know, yeah. And it filters up and it grows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to really kind of explode once the new uniforms came online. Is that just anecdotal or was that part
No,
of
I
it?
Think, I think that, you know, looking good, you know, they feel good about it, and the support from the city for those uniforms and the school system is incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah. Take me through kind of a typical day in the life of a band member. You know, what does it involve in terms of
hard work and dedication? They have a lot of music to run through, a lot of things to consider.
I mean,
we have students that are in the concert band, jazz ensemble. They're learning marching instruments, and they're going to color guard rehearsal too. So there's a lot to get through.
Yeah.
I think organization skills are something that they're really focusing on and they're learning from our program. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's a lot of work to it and there's a lot of physicality as well to it that I think people don't consider. And, you know, we see that when they're out in public, of course, at the games and the parades and what have you. I mean, you have to concentrate on not falling down, you know, walking in step, playing the tune correctly, and looking good at the same time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of skills to be gained from our program, and I think we have a lot of students that are going on to other programs now. You know, marching drum corps in the summer, or we had some students that are in their Macy's Day Parade recently.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. I actually have a picture I want to show of those three students, because that must have been the honor of a lifetime. There they are right there.
Yeah.
Four of them, excuse me.
And the two of them are current band students, and two of them are alumni.
Alumni, okay, yeah.
We have students in the multiple UMass, you know, bands and you know, it's nice to see them go on and still, you know, enjoy it so much that they want to do it at the next level or make it a part of their life, like Mike said, make music, lifelong music makers. And some, we've even had students recently come back and want to be teachers. So that's ultimate, you know.
Now, a great way to get a good perspective on what the actual band and color guard looks like is this picture right here. Take a look at that. I mean, that is impressive.
It's huge.
Yeah. So this is the combined, right, Quincy and North Quincy, band and color guard. And we're talking all grade levels here, Matt, or is this?
This is 9 through 12,
9 through 12. Okay.
And it's 160 students.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Is there room for more?
There's always room for more. You know, we just have to, you know, keep doing what we're doing, and I think it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
I don't know where how far it can go, but I'm confident that things could definitely grow.
Okay,
more.
All right. Does the band in particular need anything right now, Matt? You know, I asked Mike about needs throughout the music department. How about just the band?
I think we are so supported right now that I feel very confident in where we are. We're meeting students' needs. We're creating a community for them. Mm. So I'm very happy with what the students are doing and where we are right now.
You should take some credit yourself, Matt. You know, you're definitely inspiring these young people.
Thank you.
And training them properly. And as a matter of fact, this year alone, 26 awards this past season, through regional competitions.
Yes.
Including fifth year in a row for best overall band in the Quincy Christmas Parade. So congratulations to them and to you as well.
Thank you.
For doing that. And they're not stopping at music, Sean, because now the band is also getting involved in the community, right, with this new fundraising effort for Father Bill's in Mainspring.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to speak on behalf of the Quincy Band Boosters. I'm a fairly new member of that organization. And the current fundraiser is this partnership with Father Bill's, that for every $22 contribution, there will be a 4-pound bag of soup that would go to the shelter component of the Housing Resource Center, and then a portion of those proceeds will go back to the band boosters to pay for you know, student scholarships for music lessons, for stipends for some of the staff, and you know, any number of things that, that the booster supports.
This has been tried in the past, is that right? This is not the first time that this particular fundraiser has been going on?
You know, the boosters just tries new things all the time, whatever works. They've tried a number of things. I know there was a test drive you know, fundraiser in the past.
Oh, really?
We're looking at a mattress fundraiser in, in the spring. So the SNAP raise fundraiser has been used in the past.
Okay.
So just to try different things.
Okay.
That never works.
Okay. So how does this particular one work?
This is, so there's a link through the Band Boosters website, quincybandboosters.com.
Okay.
And then through that, it takes you to the portal with Soul Warming Provisions, a nonprofit based down in Florida.
Oh.
And folks can contribute directly to that website.
Okay.
Goes to them, and then the behind-the-scenes work happens, and then the food is sent to Father Bill's,
okay.
and then the money is sent to the boosters.
To
and
the boosters,
the
okay.
administration, yeah.
And there's a limited amount of time, right, to participate in this one?
Right. Okay. So that's there's 17 days left. That,
okay.
that closes on January 5th.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, we'd certainly encourage them to do that as soon as possible.
How's it going so far? Can you tell
us? It's going pretty well. We have, last check, 150 bags,
okay.
I was told, have been sold. We're hoping to try to get to 200 because there's an additional bonus that we get from the company if we can get to 200.
Oh, really?
So we'd love the community support.
And this all stays in Quincy, the shelter component of the Aki Resource Center?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We should point out it's dried soup, right? Add hot water. Is that how it works?
I'm not sure what they
sent
them, but I know it's the equivalent of six bowls or eight cups for every donation, so it's a pretty considerable amount for every donation.
You know, we had Pat Ronan in here just last week from Father Bill's in Mainspring. They are seeing a huge increase in the need right now for their emergency shelter, not just the permanent housing that they offer. So this is a perfect time of year as well
it
to
really
do this.
Is. It's a very unique fundraiser and something that folks can feel very good about because they know they're helping not only the shelter but also supporting the boosters and the music program at the same time.
Yes, the boosters itself, I think, is it's over 10 years old now. But how did you get involved?
Well, it's funny because I'm actually probably one of the newest members.
Yeah.
I just went to my second meeting in November.
Okay.
So in some capacity, I don't feel like I'm the most, you know, the best authority. But I want to give a you know, pat on the back to these guys.
Yes.
And as I said, to the elementary music middle school teachers, because my son Robert, he's a first year band member at North this year, and of course part of the combined band. And on his first day of summer, I lovingly refer to it as the marching band boot camp that they have in July.
That's a lot of work, right?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
He got in the car. He was beat red. He was exhausted. And I sheepishly asked him, how did it go?
Yeah.
And he said, that was awesome. I can't wait to go back tomorrow.
Wow.
And he's had an absolutely amazing experience.
Yeah.
And it goes back to Squam School.
Yeah.
Joe Salvucci, who I know you've had on the program before.
Sure.
He is so passionate, as are all these teachers. They are just so inspirational and motivating. These kids want to do it. So they start in elementary school, then want to do it in middle school. And so I have three kids in the music program now, one at Squam, one at Central, and one at North. And I went to all three concerts this year, this week alone.
Yes.
You know, and it's just amazing to see the progression from elementary school to middle school to high school, and it's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah.
And then the other piece of it was that my parents were actually very involved. When my brother Kevin was in the band in the late 80s at North Quincy High School, they were very involved in what was then called the North Quincy Band Parents Association.
Oh, okay.
And they held their meetings in my parents' living room, and I remember my dad used to be in charge of the hot chocolate at the Thanksgiving game to keep the kids warm.
Yeah.
So it's a generational you know, in partnership in my family too, and I'm just honestly honored to be part of this, and want to give credit where credit's due to the administration, to the educators, and to the board of the boosters. Who these folks do a lot of work behind the scenes. It's, Lori Hagborg, 2013 started this. I know you've had her on the program too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And as a parent and as a resident, we owe a debt of gratitude to her and those folks that have been involved through that time. Because I've seen the program when I was involved in the mid to late 90s in North Quincy High School band, what happened to it after that, and then to see this unbelievable pendulum swing. Not only is it back to where it was, but it has just skyrocketed.
That's a good point, actually. Folks might not be aware, you know, I'm old, so I remember back in the 70s, like mid-70s, I mean, each high school had their own band, over 100 members each, probably. They went to the Cotton Bowl, to perform. I think it's 75 or something like that. So I mean, yes, it was there. It declined not only in Quincy, but you know, I think Prop 2.5 had an impact statewide. Mm-hmm. But now it's back.
Back and bigger than ever.
Yeah, so, Matt, you're smiling.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, every day to come into work and be able to run a band program where the students want to be there and we're growing and
yes.
things are getting better every year. You know, it's been a passion. It's something I wanted to do, and you know, every day I show up and try to make sure that I deserve it. You know, so.
Michael, would you say that he does?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the program itself, does it continue through the winter months as well, like school vacations, summertime program?
Well, the instrumental program certainly does.
Okay.
After the marching season, we transition to concert band,
gotcha.
And we have the jazz bands, and that takes us through the rest of the year.
Okay.
Although when the warmer weather comes, the marching band does participate in the parades in the spring.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's probably where most folks see them, actually, right?
As yeah.
Public appearances.
Flag
like
Day
that.
Is particularly well attended.
That's the big one, right? Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. The winter concerts are still ongoing right into the new year.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have some middle schools that have concerts in January,
right.
And we just had our band concert last night for
yep.
the high schools, so
absolutely.
It was nice to see all the parents there.
Great. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun to learn about the program and about the boosters as well. We hope folks will contribute to the Father Bill's fundraiser through January 5th. Okay, so it's coming up.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks,
thank you.
You are welcome.